The 51st International Eucharistic Congress is taking place this week in Cebu in the Philippines. It's the second time Eucharistic Congress has taken place in the Philippines. The 33rd International Congress took place in Manila in 1937. The event brings together thousands of people from around the world to worship together and to celebrate the Eucharist. The head of Vatican Radio's English section, Sean Patrick Lovett, is in Cebu for us. He joins us live on the line. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Good afternoon for me. 3:30 in the afternoon here in Cebu in the Philippines, Christopher Wells.
And can you tell us what was the big event from today?
Well, the whole thing is a big event. It's a massive event, and it's only getting bigger. More and more people are coming from all over to take part in this Eucharistic Congress in Cebu as word spreads of just how exciting an event it is. But the man of the moment today, the keynote speaker, was Cardinal John Onaiyekin, Archbishop of Abuja in Nigeria. And it was particularly special because today just happens to be his 72nd birthday. So aside from listening to his wonderful reflections on the Eucharist dialogue with the poor and the suffering, we also got to see him blowing out candles on a cake and heard a marvelous Diana Ross and the Supremes kind of group singing Ain't No Mountain High Enough. He told me afterwards no one has ever sung that song to him before.
That's one of the things I found is really remarkable, especially from your reports, Sean, is the international aspect of this whole thing. There's the African cardinal there today. There's a large contingent from Africa, but also people from around the world. Can you tell us about the international aspect of the Eucharistic Congress?
It's a series of marvelous contrasts, Krista, actually. I mean, there's the mixture of sacred and profane, if you like, because, you know, there's singing and dancing and rock star style presentations. And then you have these extremely profound, marvelous spiritual reflections, like that of Cardinal Onaiyekin today, who, speaking about Eucharist and dialogue with the poor and suffering, spoke also about sacrifice. He spoke about the modern martyrs of today and so much more. That international aspect, yes, is certainly present by the delegates who come from 73 or 74 different countries, but it really is in the content. There's an article in the local Cebu newspaper today. It has sort of the best quotes from the different interventions over the last few days, and it's not surprising that 4 out of 10 are quotes from Cardinal Luis Antonio Tagle of yesterday. If you give me 30 seconds, I'll tell you what they are, because they kind of summarize some of the best themes that we have been hearing over the past few days and give you a sense of how the Eucharist is connected to so many issues of social justice and so forth.
Okay.
This is Cardinal Tagle. He's addressing politicians. Will you throw people's taxes away, he says, for your parties? He also says, let us begin the dialogue with culture of alienating individualism in our homes, restore the family meals. Even bishops, he says, can be gifts, believe it or not. And then he thanks the international delegates and participants for coming to the Philippines and bringing the warmth of their countries here. And this he calls climate change at its best.
And Sean, we've got just about 30 seconds, but can you tell me about the people who are there, who are listening to these talks and experiencing this spectacle of the Congress?
They come from literally all walks of life, Christopher. Don't just think that they're priests and nuns and religious. There are lay people. There are people literally from every corner of the world. There are doctors and lawyers and teachers and catechists. Literally, it's as though the whole of humanity is represented here. When you say the word Catholic, you say it with a capital C, and it's alive and well and living today in Cebu.
Okay, thank you very much, Sean.